In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord wants your heart. When he has your heart, he has all of you. So he doesn't just want one muscle that pumps blood, but he wants your heart, your soul, your body, your mind, your spirit, your strength. He wants your essence and your very being. All that you are is to be his. For the Lord wants your heart. And so our Lord says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what is your treasure? What do you value above everything else? What drives you? What makes you tick? Is it the incarnate Lord or is it something else? What makes you get up and out of bed in the morning? What makes you and drives you and leads you to do the things you do? Is it the gracious Savior or is it something else? How precious few want to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. First, we want stability. In finances, in life, in relationships, at home and at work, first we want to enjoy our life and experience all that it has to offer. And then we'll worry about our faith. As if it is something that will always be there, something that just sits there when we need it, we can pull on it. It never grows and never diminishes. So when we vacation, do we take a vacation from the Word of God also? When we play, do we give in to the world's idea that Sunday is just another day and not the Lord's day? Your actions reveal your heart. If your actions show you love this world, then how can the love of God be in you, writes St. John. Oh, how our lives and conversations would be different if we all treasured the Word of God above all things. So your actions reveal where your treasure is. Make these ashes your heart's confession. You are dust, and you will return to dust. And you cannot blame Adam and Eve for all the trouble and all the sin in the world. You can't shift the focus to your parents who gave you this sin. You can't even blame the devil for doing it. It's your fault, your own most grievous fault, as you confessed. And because of your heart, you will die and turn back to dust and ashes. Whether you're in the prime of your life or gradually slowing down at the beginning or at the end, retired or just getting started, death will come because your heart was conceived and born in sin. So rend your heart and not your garments. Fix your heart. For what good is it if you amend your outward way of life and yet your heart remains far away from God? Adorn your heart and soul with the ashes of repentance and faith, not simply your head. For if the heart is not right, then these ashes lead you away from God. But when the heart is right, when in the depths of your soul you turn away from your sin and toward God in faith, then the Lord is pleased. So turn away from your secret passions and lusts. Turn away from your covetous desires. Turn away from your envy and anger and jealousy. Turn away from your shameful heart and turn to the Lord. He will forgive you. Out of his boundless love and mercy, he will forgive. For the Lord wants your heart. In all of its ugliness and filth and disgust, he wants that heart. He doesn't want ashes on your forehead if the heart remains far from him. He doesn't want good works if the heart is proud. He doesn't even want your offerings if the heart is not humble. So let these ashes teach you of your own helpless heart. Let them be a sign of the darkness that resides deep down in our sinful flesh and where it leads you. But let these ashes also be a sign teaching you of Christ. Let them teach you who he is, who took your sin and your dust into his own body. Let them be a sign of the substitute who died your death in your place. Death comes to all because all have sinned, but you will live, For Christ is your substitute. Christ is your Savior. Christ is your resurrection. And Christ himself is your life. Turn to Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, for he forgives you all your sins and pardons your iniquities. Regardless of who you are and what you have done, the Lord forgives. He never despises a heart that is torn and broken, covered in dust and ashes. But he forgives and restores. He sanctifies and renews. And then he gives you a heart of flesh that wants what God wants and desires the things God desires, for faith naturally spills over into your actions. And that is why you have come here this night. The heart is torn and broken, and faith has driven you here. Faith has driven you to confess what you are. Faith drives you to trust in Christ, to bend your knee, and to open your mouth. The heart wants Christ. So you hear his word and you eat his supper, though you've had a busy day and perhaps a rather chaotic and awful day. For here you believe God renews your strength. Here is where he showers you with his loving forgiveness. Here he renews your heart and drives out all sin. Here he fills you with his love and his grace and his mercy. Here he forgives, he removes, he restores. Here he comes to dwell and live with you forever. For I live in a high and holy place, says God. But I also live with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. To revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Though you are nothing but dust and ashes, the Lord has found it his pleasure to make you his holy temple. And not just one muscle that pumps blood throughout your body, but all that you are, your body, soul, mind, and strength, your organs and cells, yes, even your very DNA is the temple of God himself. And then your good works will please him. For the Lord does not look so much at what is done, but he looks at who does it. We look at those outward things, but the Lord looks at the heart. And though you are nothing but dust and ashes and will return to dust and ashes, the Lord will never abandon you to the grave. But he will piece back together each dusty particle, and you will live with him and he with you. For the Lord wants your heart. That is, he wants your heart, soul, mind, strength. He wants all that you are, your essence, and your very being. And through Christ, he has just that. So return to the Lord, not just these 40 days of Lent, but each and every day. That is, each and every day, live a repentant and holy life. Live a life of faith. Get rid of those little habitual sins. Cleanse your mind and your life from the yeast of malice and envy and grudges, and turn to the Lord. He is compassionate and gracious. He, and he alone, is your heart's true treasure. He gets you out of bed each morning. He drives you. He's the one that makes you tick. Each day, remember that you are nothing but dust and ashes. But each day, delight in the Lord who has saved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.